that are retired or close to retirement.
Call Heisey Advisory Group today at 314-909-1116. That's 314-909-1116.
Heisey Advisory Group. Financial security in any economy.
Cardinal fans, coming up on Friday, September 27th, Saturday the 28th, Sunday the 29th, the Cardinals play the Cubs. It's Fan Appreciation Weekend. On Friday night, it's the Cooler Bag Giveaway, presented by Shane Company. On Saturday, the Yadier Molina Growth Poster, presented by Missouri Farmers Care. On Sunday, you'll receive a complimentary ticket voucher to a 2014 game, courtesy of Shelter Insurance. Get your tickets at cardinals.com/promotions.
And the Cardinals are world champion for 2011.
2011 was another amazing chapter in Cardinals history. Don't miss a single moment as the Cardinals seek their 12th World Series championship in 2013. Fan single game tickets are on sale now for the NL Wildcard Game and the National League Division Series. All you have to do is head to cardinals.com. Single game tickets for the NL Wildcard Game and the Division Series on sale now at cardinals.com.
Hi, George Weber. The best-selling car in St. Louis and Southern Illinois? Chevrolet. The best-selling truck in St. Louis and Southern Illinois? Chevrolet. The best-selling Chevy dealer in St. Louis and Southern Illinois? Weber Chevrolet. Why? The best selection and the best deals. Like a 2013 Equinox LS for just $21,900 after factory rebate, with no gimmicks, no asterisks, and no restrictions. Everyone qualifies. Only at Weber Chevrolet. Check us out at WeberChevrolet.com. Chevrolet, find new roads.
For a second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
It's the Tuesday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. Frank is off today. I'm Paul Harris, proud to have the headphones on and ready to go. And by popular demand, as we do every Friday at this time, we're going to have a special Tuesday edition of the Harris Challenge. But we can't do it without you as a contestant. And if you haven't played in the last month, you can call us now, 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, and on your cell phones, *KTRS. Before we get going here, I just want to say one thing that disgusted me this week. And that is the backlash on Twitter to the woman who won the Miss America pageant on Sunday night. Now, I don't care about beauty pageants at all, and I didn't watch the Miss America pageant. But I saw yesterday that people online were going after this woman because she is of Indian descendants. You know, I mean, her parents were immigrants to this country from India. She's an American woman, grew up here. People were attacking her for being a Muslim. People were actually saying, you know, how can you make a Muslim terrorist Miss America? I mean, hundreds of people on Twitter were going after her. I think it was Stephen Colbert who pointed out last night, yeah, the Muslim terrorist, because that's what a woman in a bikini stands for.
Right.
That says Muslim terrorist all the way. Just the world is just full of too many people who are full of rage and not full of brains. And that essentially is what the internet is built for, unfortunately. You may have thought it was just for porn and for Facebook and for pictures of cats and on pianos. No. It's also for people who are looking for an outlet for their stupidity, and boy, they certainly find one there. And
I didn't see her, but some of the most beautiful women on the planet are Indian women.
Very attractive. She's very attractive.
Miss Missouri did say they asked her about being nervous or something like that, and she said no. All she was worried about is her, I think, her hairspray and her butt tape.
Butt tape.
Tell me about it. No, seriously, tell me about it.
Yeah, what does butt tape do?
I think the butt tape helps keep
place. Keeps the bikini bottom in place, sure, or something
No crackage?
Like that.
Yeah, I think so.
Thigh cracky?
Fine. Yeah. Fine. Let's just leave it where it is.
A little butt cleavage never hurt anybody.
Let's go right on to
butt
the
cleavage.
You're remembering your days as a plumber?
Hey, well, they got putty for that.
I'd like to say happy birthday to my girlfriend's granddaughter,
Well, this
Layla.
Is a perfect time to come in and say happy birthday to a child.
Yeah, I know.
After he says butt putty.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, maybe I should take that back.
Whose birthday is it?
Layla Boshin. It's her birthday. She's 9 years old today.
Happy birthday, Layla. We sure hope you're not listening. Scott, welcome to the Harris Challenge. You're our first contestant today.
Okay.
Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Oh, finally, some rain. Just a little bit. Not Boulder, Colorado rain.
Yeah,
why? Feels good.
Yeah, it sure does. And those poor people in Boulder, have you seen the roads completely washed out? I've never seen anything quite like it, where people who were living in a vibrant subdivision are now cut off from the rest of the world. It's like it's that show Under the Dome. That's what they're living, because they can't get out. They can't go anywhere, and nobody can get to them. It's amazing.
I think our flood in 92 was a 500-year flood. There's a 1,000-year flood.
Something like that. Yeah. I feel really, really bad for the people at the bottom of the hill.
Oh.
That's the top of the hill. I have a friend, and my friend Phil Plate lives at the top of a hill in Boulder. And as I mentioned on Friday, it's a little wet there. And he has he's a scientist, so he uses words like this. He has some ponding on his property.
Ponding.
Yeah. Okay, ponding. But at the bottom of the hill, no.
Was it there saying something always flows downhill?
Something.
Raking.
Scott, let's turn on the semi-random category computer. And that'll show us the questions, or the categories full of questions that you get to choose from here today. Category one is called Actor in Common. Category two, Happy Birthday, Constitution. Today's the birthday of the United States Constitution. And category three, Forbes Richest Americans. They just came out with their list of the top 400, and none of the three of us were even in the top 300 million. So we're a little depressed about that. But which category would you like, Scott?
Well, I was paying attention today, but the Forbes.
Now, you wanted to play the topical category. Have you been paying attention?
If you got it.
No, it's on Fridays. You're not paying attention.
Yeah.
Today's Tuesday.
The week hasn't gone by yet.
Yeah.
I'll take the Forbes.
Maybe we should have had a category today. Will you be paying attention to what hasn't quite happened yet?
That'd be a tough category.
All right. Forbes Richest Americans is your category. Let's play the Harris Challenge.
Oh,
wait. I forgot to explain the game. Yes, you do, as a matter of fact. Here's how the game works. We start with the one-pointer, work our way up to the five-pointer. You have a minute to get them all done. You can pass and come back on any question if you want to, but when that buzzer sounds at the 1 minute mark, we'll tally up your points, and if you get eight or more, yes, you will win something. It's a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Right, Paul. And since it's raining, we're going to give you a watered-down prize package. We are going to give you your choice of an Old Town Donut Shop gift certificate. Good for
donuts.
One free dozen donuts. They're in Florissant and Cottleville.
By the way, a dozen donuts from these guys is like four dozen from anybody else.
Oh, yes.
They're size of your head.
It's huge.
That should be their slogan. They should put that in neon in the front of the building. Donuts the size of your head.
You're right. I'll pass that along to
Please
him.
Do.
And, or we'll give you a choice of a $20 gift certificate to Subliminal Subs.
Subs the size of your foot.
Yes.
Do they get to pick the and or? Or no?
No, No, they get to pick one of the two. And but if you get the clean sweep, you get all of the prizes.
Which is a prize package we're well over.
Well, wait. There's one more thing. Today
Hold
only.
On. Hold on just a second here. What time was rehearsal? I really was going to try to come in for rehearsal today.
It's on Friday morning, so that's the problem.
Oh, that's
they haven't happened yet.
Apparently, I haven't been paying attention.
And today only, we're going to give you a jar of butt spackle. That's all. Well, prize.
That's what you had to get in.
Yeah, I had to get
my
that
friend
in.
Brandon called it crack spackle.
Oh, crack spackle. Okay, that's a prize package of well over
$1 million.
You know, normally I'd say, Scott, I'm sorry you had to hear that, but I'm sorry I had to hear that.
I'm sorry I had to say it.
I've already been punished. That should be worth 8 points.
Yeah, the other part of the Harris Challenge, of course, is if you don't get past 7 points, then I will have to punish you, which at this point, you're right, would be redundant. Okay, Forbes Richest Americans is the category. Scott, let's play the Harris Challenge. Which software king is not only the richest American, but also regained the title of richest human being?
Bill Gates.
Correct. Which famous investor added $12.5 billion to his fortune to nab number two on the list?
Oh, the guy in Omaha, Buffett.
Correct. Which hoodie-wearing 29-year-old social media CEO saw his net worth double this year to $19 billion?
Zuckerberg.
Correct. who is worth $6.7 billion because of his car company Tesla, his rocket company SpaceX, and his solar panel installing company SolarCity? What is the last name of four of the top ten on Forbes' list, all of whom derived their riches from the world's largest retailer?
I know there's Walton.
That's it. That's what we need, yeah. Okay, back to the guy, Tesla, SpaceX, and SolarCity. His name is Elon Musk. But you didn't need that, Scott, because you got 11 points, and you're a winner. Congratulations.
Right.
Stand by, and Dan will tell you how you get your prizes while we meet contestant number two. Hello, Josh.
Paul, how are you?
I'm good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
There's nothing to say about me. I'll just say hi to everybody there. Hi, Paul.
Hi.
Hi, Ian.
Hi, Josh.
Hi, Dan.
Dan's talking to our previous contestant right now, but if he were paying attention, he'd say, hi, Josh.
Hi, Josh. Hi, how you doing, Josh?
There you go. All right.
Hi, Perry.
Long-time listener.
Which category, Josh, would you like? We have Happy Birthday Constitution, Actor in Common, or Places That Start with A?
Actor in Common.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. I'm going to name two movies. You tell me the actor or actress who appeared in both of those movies. 60 okay. seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who appeared in both Two Guns and Flight? We're the Millers and Office Space. Elysium and The Departed.
DiCaprio.
Matt Damon.
Very close.
Four-pointer. Riddick and Fast and Furious.
Vin Diesel.
Correct. Five-pointer. Blue Jasmine and The Curious Case of Benjamin Button.
Brad Pitt.
Cate Blanchett.
Well, Brad Pitt was in it.
Yeah, he was, but not in Blue Jasmine. Back to the two-pointer. We're the Millers and Office Space. The one-pointer you skipped was Two Guns and Flight.
Denzel Washington.
Correct. You want to take a guess at that two-pointer?
No.
Jennifer Aniston was in We're the Millers this year in Office Space many years ago. So let's see how you did here. You got the one, you got the four, and then things fell apart for a total of only 5 points today.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to tell you, I will have to punish you. Here now to do the punishing, you know, they had the TV movie about Liberace and Scott Thorson that aired earlier this year on HBO, Behind the Candelabra. On Sunday night, that movie won 8 Creative Arts Emmy Awards in a telecast that won't air until this Saturday on the new FXX network. But in honor of that movie, we've dug some Liberace music out of the grave. Lee, you want to sing? Oh, go right ahead.
You don't bring me flowers. You don't sing me love songs.
Who is this?
Liberace.
This is Liberace.
You hardly talk to me anymore.
You hardly talk to me
when you come
anymore.
Through the door.
All right, that's enough.
The door.
That's enough. That's enough.
Yes, thank you for ending the suffering.
You're welcome. Have a great day. Thanks for playing.
Thanks, Paul.
Bye. All right, let's meet our next contestant for the Harris Challenge. Hi, Alan.
Hello, Paul.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Oh, not much going on. Just living the Vita Loca out here in Manchester, Missouri.
All right. Which category would you like? Happy Birthday Constitution, Places That Start with A, or Unconnected Moments in Time?
Oh, I'll do Places That Start with A, please.
60 seconds on the clock, Alan. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What state was the Whitewater real estate development in?
Arizona.
Arkansas. What is the capital of Texas?
Austin.
Austin is right. What country is Hamid Karzai the president of?
Afghanistan.
Correct. For 1 point each, name the four continents that fit this category.
Asia, Antarctica, Africa. North America or South America?
Australia. 5-pointer. In what state did Rosa Parks help kick off the Montgomery bus boycott?
Alabama.
That's correct. You got 13 points, Alan. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're a winner. Stand by. Dan will tell you how you get your prizes, and we'll go right to contestant number 4. Hello, Mike.
Hello. How are you?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
I don't know. I'm just, I just hope my butt tape doesn't break.
Me too.
Yes.
Believe me.
We all do.
We all do. Yeah. Which category would you like? There are two left. Happy birthday, Constitution, or unconnected moments in time?
The time.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock, Mike. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which U.S. president was assassinated by a man named Leon? Was it Harrison, McKinley, or Garfield?
McKinley.
Correct. What TV network did the Huntley-Brinkley Report air on? NBC, ABC, or PBS?
ABC.
NBC. Who was 77 years old when he returned to space in 1998? Buzz Aldrin, Alan Shepard, John Glenn?
John Glenn.
Correct. In what country was the USS Cole bombed by terrorists in 2000? Was it Yemen, North Korea, or Mali?
Yemen.
Correct. Who was U.S. president when the Statue of Liberty was dedicated in 1886? Woodrow Wilson, Grover Cleveland, or James Polk?
Polk.
Grover Cleveland. Let's see how you did here. You got the 4, you got the 3, you got the 1. That's the threshold of 8 points, Mike. You're a winner.
Great, thank you.
You're very welcome. Congratulations. And we cruise right along to our final contestant today. Hello, Mark.
Hello, how are you doing?
Good. Tell us about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Oh, just driving home, going to see my wife's volleyball team play their high school game.
Okay. Hopefully indoors.
Yes.
Yeah. Not exactly outdoor volleyball weather anymore.
We're still playing, actually, if that thing is.
Our category here is Happy Birthday, Constitution. It was 226 years ago today that the United States Constitution was adopted by the convention, by the Constitution Congress.
Okay.
60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What are the first 3 words of the U.S. Constitution?
We the people.
Correct. In which city was the Constitution adopted?
Philadelphia.
Correct. Which branch of government is covered in Article 1 of the Constitution? Is it the legislative, the executive, or the judicial?
Executive.
Legislative. Congress put Congress first. How many states have to ratify a constitutional amendment? 2/3, 3/4, or a simple majority?
2/3?
3/4. Now you need this for the win.
Yep.
According to the Constitution, how old do you have to become a member of Congress? 21, 25, or 30?
One of the last two. 25.
Well, let's see. To be president, you have to be 35. To be senator, you have to be 30. To be Congress, all you have to be is 25 years old. Yeah, 25-year-olds could be in Congress.
Wow, that would be scary.
Yes, it would. Yeah, because our older Congress isn't scary enough.
Yeah, I know. They're very scary.
Yeah, I'm actually not sure that 25-year-olds could do worse.
I know.
Well, they might get the approval rating up to 12%.
Yeah.
Mark, you got the 5, you got the 2, you got the 1. That's 8 points, and you're a winner as well.
Thank God.
Yeah. So,
guys, you have a good day, and I appreciate all that you've done for me.
Thank you. We appreciate it. Hang on. Dan will tell you how you get that prize, and we'll do another version of the Harris Challenge this Friday at 5:15 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
And we have a little rain moving in. Let's see if that's causing any problems out there on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland, Tim.
Well, it's just adding to the problems, Dan. We're out in St. Charles County on looking at westbound 70 now, and you're slowing approaching Cave Springs out through Mid-River Small Drive, and it is a steady rain since we've left downtown. Now, downtown is an interesting story because people are trying to take different routes over the Mississippi River, and it's causing westbound 70 to jam up from the depressed section to Salisbury as folks are trying to get onto the McKinley Bridge. Now, eastbound 70, that It looks like the lanes are, at least the center lane, the express lane, is slow from Salisbury up through the dome. Eastbound 40, that was slow from Busch Stadium to the Poplar Street Bridge. It crawls all the way across the bridge on 5570 through 64. Westbound 64 was still running slow from Kings Highway through McCausland from 270 out through 141, and then also over the Boone Bridge. Eastbound 40, that was slowing in some pockets between Clarkson and Mason, also between McKnight and Big Bend. Southbound 270, really slow from Page down through Doherty Ferry, and eastbound 270, that's the same thing. It's jamming up Missouri Bottom, or midway between Missouri Bottom and McDonald through New Florissant. Now, we also had a stall. It was on westbound 40 at Vandeventer. It was up against the left median wall, but traffic was slowing approaching Compton. This traffic report brought to you by Coca-Cola and the Walmart Deli. Get an effortless meal from Walmart with a 2-liter Coke, 29-ounce market-side rotisserie chicken, and 2-pound potato salad, all for $10.50 or less. Tax, deposit, and CRV not included. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, I'm Jim McMillan from the Inside Out Show.
The Big 550 KTRS kicks off fall in St. Louis with an incredible day of live jazz and blues on two stages in historic Webster Groves this Saturday.
Really?
It's the old Webster Jazz and Blues Festival, and the Inside Out Show will be broadcasting live.
Who are you talking about? Oh, that's me.
This entire foot-stomping, booty-shaking, dancing-in-the-streets party is free.
Really?
For more information about the old Webster Jazz and Blues Fest, go to KTRS.com.
I couldn't be happier.
If you're interested in siding, you need to know Banner Construction. Their specialized crews are trained in siding, all kinds of siding. That includes the nation's most luxurious siding, James Hardy Fiber Cement, the number one brand used by upscale home builders. What makes James Hardy so special? Well, it looks and feels like real wood, but without all the maintenance problems. However, it's very important to have it installed properly. That's why Banner Construction has a specialized James Hardy division. In fact, James Hardy named Banner as a St. Louis preferred installer. To Banner, there are no shortcuts worth taking to make a job less perfect. For over 30 years, Banner has delivered higher quality workmanship to St. Louis. So whether you're interested in premium vinyl siding, James Hardy fiber cement siding, or energy efficient thermal windows, trust Banner to get the job done right. Call Banner Construction for a free detailed project estimate at 314-569-1050. That's 569-1050. And have a Banner day.
Don't believe what you've heard. Rates are still low and it's gotten easier to refinance.
Did you know that home prices have risen 12% in the past year? That means you have additional equity in your home.
At Golden Oak Lending, we'll show you how to use that equity with today's low rate of 3.5%.
Our licensed loan officers can help you get a cash out loan for a car, tuition, anything you need.
Sick of paying up to 22% interest on credit cards? You'll never catch up. Use your equity for a debt consolidation loan. Get a lower rate of 3.5 and pay off your debts. Call Golden Oak now. 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-4653.
Buying a new home? Get a lower rate from us. And you veterans, we have VA loans too.
Golden Oak Lending, short my blues.
NMLS 1149-37. 15-year fixed rate, APR 4.71. FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri. 63146. Call 567-GOLD.
When R&R Sanitation says they'll drop off a porta potty anywhere in the region, they're not kidding. They once dropped off a porta potty on the corner of a parade route. That's what you get with R&R Sanitation. Service, reliability, dependability, they're clean, and they're bigger, which makes them cleaner longer, which means you don't spend as much money servicing them. R&R Sanitation, St. Louis owned, St. Louis operated. They're the best. Having some work done on the house? Are you in charge of a charitable event? Maybe a construction firm? The point is R&R Sanitation porta potties, 314-776-4000. They're bigger, they're better, and they're made better, which means they're better porta potties. And I know you're laughing. Really? Is he selling porta potties? Yes, I am, because there's nothing worse than having a bad porta potty. That's why you need R&R Sanitation, 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. They want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation.
for a country club quality lawn next spring. Top Dress with STA certified compost this fall from St. Louis Composting. Top dressing your lawn and garden with compost now rebuilds nutritional balance in depleted soil, increases soil aeration, and improves the drought resistance of plants. Visit one of their locations on both sides of the river for an array of STA certified compost, soil, or mulch products available by the bag or by the truckload. It's the healthy, all-natural diet for your garden and lawn. St. Louis Composting is stocked to meet all of your fall lawn and gardening needs. Visit the location closest to you or order online at stlcompost.com. That's stlcompost.com. St. Louis Composting, enriching the soil naturally since 1992.
Gear up for fall and save big at John Deere. Get 0% financing for 60 months on new compact and select 5D and 5E open station tractors. Plus, get $750 off new 3E tractors when you buy two implements. Gear up and save today. Offer ends October 31st, 2013, subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plan. Some restrictions apply. See your participating dealer for details.
Visit Art's Lawnmower Shop in Florissant or find us online at artslawnmowershop.com or myjohndeeredealer.com.
College students, busy parents, everybody needs easy and convenient ways to manage our money, individually as well as jointly. That's why American Eagle Credit Union offers smart solutions, free checking for students, including mobile banking. Check out ameaglecu.org to open up an account right now. And when you open your account, tell them McGraw sent you and you'll get two entries to win an iPad. ameaglecu.org. Join today and see for yourself.
Member eligibility and account approval required. Tablet offer valid through September 20th, 2013. No purchase necessary.
I think Texas.
You know, I heard Saudi Arabia is next.
As demand grows for reliable, more efficient energy, Siemens is building advanced natural gas-powered turbines in North Carolina for use around the country and the world.
It's kind of cool. Everyone wants our turbines.
They keep ordering, I'll keep building.
Somewhere in America, answers for cleaner energy are happening right now. Siemens. Answers. Visit Siemens.com/answers.
Hurry into Sears Auto Center for great deals on America's most trusted battery. Die hard. Plus, take advantage of a free battery check. Visit Sears Auto Center today.
Hi, this is Terry Hall from This Week in Real Estate. This Saturday, we're at our normal time from 3 to 5 Saturday afternoon. Yep, This Week in Real Estate. This Saturday from 3 to 5 in the afternoon. We're going to talk about new first-time buyer's money. If you want to know more about how to get $5,000 free for your down payment, call 314-878-2300. Otherwise, listen to This Week in Real Estate this Saturday from 3 to 5 right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's Frank. I remember a couple of jokes years and years ago that people would tell, and they were about older people. And somewhere in the joke, it was about a guy who met a woman and says, and she still had all her own teeth, which was sort of a way of saying that, you know, she really wasn't that old. She was young enough to have her own teeth. Because I'm going to tell you, a generation or two back, it's like every other person who was over 60 had false teeth. There were jars with false teeth in them. Remember, we go to your grandparents' house, and there's his teeth, her teeth, on each side of the bed, and a glass of water is disgusting looking. That used to happen a lot because I think the dental care was certainly not what it is now. And then you have people who eventually lost their teeth because they didn't take care of them. And they didn't take care of them because they were afraid to go to the dentist. They hated it, so they just didn't go. No reason for that anymore. I can tell you after 39 years as a patient, Ballast Dental Care puts an end to that anxiety and that fear. Rest is up to you. Make an appointment. They'd love to have you as a new patient. Ballast Dental Care, the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com.
Bottle of wine, the fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get sober? Leave me alone.
It's the Big 550 KTRS. Paul Harris filling in for Frank today. Sober. Ian and Dan are here with me, and so is Mike Evans, who's brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, and Home. You can go into the showroom on Manchester and DePere and talk to Tom and his crew and have them do some great work for you, or see samples of what they've done for other people by going to the website, thompsonprice.com. And now here he is, probably with a bottle of wine open and ready to go, Mr. Mike Evans.
Oh, give it up.
Get it in. Why'd you ask about Brittany?
I saw a story today.
Oh, the $30 million?
Yeah, this deal that she's got at Planet Hollywood in Vegas, where she's going to be making like $310,000
a show.
Per show.
Ugh, amazing.
I thought that the Britney thing was over.
Oh, no. It's going to be, she's going to be hotter than ever. I mean, you know, you don't see somebody for a while, and all of a sudden, they become more popular.
You know, there used to be a time where when a star went to Vegas and got their name on a marquee, that was a really big deal. But then,
oh, don't I know?
But then, in recent years, it became a place where you kind of went to get your career back on track. Is that what's going on with Britney, or is she already back on track and she qualifies as a big star again?
She's a big star.
Really?
Absolutely.
Wow. I was also surprised in this article I read that she won't even be making anywhere close to what some of the club DJs out there make.
Yeah, ridiculous.
Yes, it is amazing.
$500,000 a night some of those guys make. And they don't have to pay backup dancers.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Or come up with original content.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
They're spinning other people's albums.
It's amazing. All right.
So what do you got for us today?
We start with a pop quiz question. Here you go. Name the name of the female celebrity who prefers to get around on her Harley Davidson rather than driving a car. Queen Latifah. Angelina Jolie. Megan Fox. Answer in just a minute. Scoop on Justin Bieber. How in the world did he get to walk into the ring with Floyd Mayweather? Well, now I know the understand. Now I got the scoop for you. Floyd Mayweather's not a fan of Justin Bieber. Turns out, though, that Floyd Mayweather's 13-year-old daughter, Liana, is a huge fan of Bieber. She's a believer. She begged her dad to let Justin walk into the ring. That's how that whole thing came down. He agreed to let him walk into the ring. Afterwards, Bieber tried to get into the press conference after the fight. They let him in, but they told Bieber to sit on the couch next to the 13-year-old Liana, the daughter, and say nothing. He was told not to talk at all. So I guess Bieber's not some big, rough, tough guy after all, just friend of the 13-year-old girl was just a fan of his. That's how he got it.
They should just be happy that the press conference he didn't pee in a mop bucket.
That's good. Now, regarding the photo of Bieber holding this Superman Batman script with his name stenciled on the front, Warner Brothers says they didn't give it to him. As far as they know, they're concerned that's a stolen script and that they would never stencil an actor's name on the front of the script to begin with. So, obviously, Bieber did that, then took a picture of it, turned it into a photo op, and then put it on his website. Word is that Warner Brothers and DC Entertainment have received thousands of emails and calls begging, demanding, and pleading that Bieber not be considered for the movie. Even Ben Affleck says he does not want Justin Bieber involved in this project. Then a lot of people don't like that Justin Bieber.
Good.
TV News, Grant Gustin, who played Sebastian in Glee, just landed the lead as the Flash of the new DC TV show on the CW network. Saturday Night Live bit partner Cicely Strong just landed the part. She is now the new co-host of Saturday Night Live's news desk. Actually, that's usually the only thing that is funny on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, she's the one who did the bit with Seth Meyers last year at the desk about the girl who you met at the party who you wish you hadn't started a conversation with.
Yeah. Now, she's really cute.
Yeah, she's cute, and that bit was funny, but nothing else on that show has been for a long time. You're right.
Yeah. So the producers of the hideous million-second quiz wanted to get the all-time Jeopardy champion Ken Jennings on the show. Well, Ken Jennings said he didn't want anything to do with that show.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, have you watched it?
I watched the first night for about 10 minutes, and it's the most confusing show I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's horrible. New season of Survivor debuts tomorrow, and this season better than ever because the contestants are related to each other, but they're on different teams, so they have to turn on their own family. Huh. And the emotion, the backstabbing, and the betrayals, producer tell me, this makes this really must-see TV. It is really good. Debuts tomorrow.
Looking forward to it.
And finally. Oh. Name the name of the female celebrity who prefers to get around on her Harley-Davidson rather than drive a car. Queen Latifah, Angelina Jolie, Megan Fox.
Megan Fox.
Oh, I'm going to go Queen Latifah.
Megan Fox.
Too bad Frank isn't here. It's a trick question.
They all
ride Harley Davidsons rather than drive. See what I did there?
I see what you did there.
Mike Evans here.
Mike Evans brought to you every day here by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, and Home. Online at thompsonprice.com. Yeah, there's the music that means we span the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. We begin in Wales, where 24-year-old Daniel Cooper has been convicted of indecent exposure, fined $134, and banned from going outside on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights for the next 3 months. The order stems from an August 18th incident where Cooper was caught on surveillance video getting naked and having sex with a car.
Yes,
a blue 4x4 Land Rover Discovery. Cooper told the court he was so drunk at the time he was grinding against this that he didn't remember his auto-erotic encounter. You see what I did there?
Auto-erotic.
Yeah. He didn't remember it until he saw the video. The Land Rover, not available for comment, was not the only inanimate object that caught his eye during the evening. According to the Mirror newspaper, earlier that night, witnesses saw him bumping and grinding with the counter at a kebab shop and simulating sex on the floor with his pants around his ankles, then walking down the street with his pants down, urinating in the street. Cooper, a father of three, says when he was arrested, he told the officers that he rarely drank, and his attorney, Gary Harvey, told the court that his client was mortified by his actions and that his behavior towards cars and kebab counters was out of character. Besides the sentencing and the fine, Cooper can expect to be razzed about his drunken behavior for the rest of his life. I love this quote in a newspaper from a so-called friend of his. Daniel will never live this down. He's not a pretty sight when naked. We all felt sorry for the Land Rover, and we hope it wasn't offended. And that's a friend of his.
Nice headlights.
Now we go to Colorado Springs, where a police officer stopped Patrick Schumacher zigzagging in and out of traffic while slumping on his horse, Dylan. He was ordered to get off the horse and take a sobriety test, which he failed. Schumacher told the cops he was trying to get from Larkspur, Colorado, to his brother's wedding in Bryce, Utah. I Google mapped this. That's about 600 miles on horseback. When they asked why he didn't go by car, he explained he had lost his driver's license. When they searched his saddlebags, they found a small pistol and some beer. And what's this? Oh, a small dog named Buford. Patrick was arrested for horseback riding while drunk, told he was not going to make it to his brother's wedding. The horse and the dog impounded by authorities. Our third story is from Orlando, Florida, where Anthony Garcia had been praying in the sanctuary of a large Catholic church near Walt Disney World on Wednesday when he stood up, went into the gift shop, grabbed the cash drawer, and ran toward the courtyard with church maintenance director Joe Larkin in pursuit. As they ran, Anthony's baggy pants began to fall down, but he couldn't grab them because he had both hands on the cash drawer. So Larkin lunged for him and pulled Anthony's pants down further, and that tripped him up. And then Larkin put Anthony in a wrestling hold called a cradle until deputies showed up a few minutes later. And we finish in Hong Kong, where they're already planning for next February's marathon and might have to ban mobile phones during the marathon. They get over 70,000 people in this thing. And they had a little problem. Well, let's call it not a little problem, but pandemonium this year with people who were running in the marathon stopping to take selfies. Using their phones to take pictures of themselves. And that caused bottlenecks. Organizers want to try to stop the practice, and they blamed the selfie for causing accidents during the race. Some of the competitors actually crossed the line bloodied and bruised. So now they're looking at banning phones completely. This year, by the way, one of the injured was a Hong Kong triathlete named Joyce Chong Ting Yan, who survived a nasty fall over one of the people taking a picture of themselves, but then she went on to win the women's 10-kilometer race. And those are your knuckleheads in the news for today. If you've got one to contribute, email it to me, and I might use it Friday when I return here on the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS.
Time to see how traffic's moving. Let's go airborne and check in with Tim Weiland. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Dan. Well, downtown was my... Excuse me. Downtown westbound 7 looks a little bit looks a little bit better. It's slow from about the new Stan Musial Bridge overpass to the McKinley exit. And then it looks good going over there. Now, you're still stacked up eastbound 5570 from the Poplar Street Bridge through 64. Now, westbound 70 out in St. Charles County, that's a different story. It is jammed pretty solid just west of Highway 94 out through Mid Rivers Mall Drive. Westbound 40, they were still working with that stalled vehicle over Vandeventer that had was on the left shoulder and then had traffic back to the Ewing overpass. And then you're slow again from between Lindbergh and Mason. Going to find another slow pocket towards the Boone Bridge. Eastbound 270, that was jamming almost at 370 back to, or out through New Florissant. And then southbound 270 is getting a little bit better. You're slowing now between, it looks like Olive, south of Olive down through Doherty Ferry. This traffic report, it's brought to you by Bridgestone. Get your car in the game with Bridgestone Purchase. With Bridgestone, purchase four select Bridgestone tires now and get rewarded. Restrictions apply. See BridgestoneTire.com. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi there, Frank Opinion. There's this great misconception that a lot of people have out there about who is it that needs a financial advisor. And I think a lot of people think, well, if you have a lot of money, if you're really wealthy, if you win the lottery, you need somebody to advise you what to do with that money. That is not true. That's not who. In fact, I have to tell you, you have $300 million. You don't need anybody's advice. Just put it anywhere. Just even if it draws no interest, doesn't earn anything, you'll never run out of money. You know who needs a good financial advisor? Most everybody. And the smartest people and the most of the people who go to financial advisors aren't multimillionaires. They like to become multimillionaires, and in some cases they do. Most people just want to be comfortable. They want to be secure. They want to have independence financially. That's what Mark Reardon and Jason Becker will help you do. They're with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you have $25,000 or more, you might want to hear what they have to say about what you're doing with that money and what they think maybe you ought to be doing. Meeting costs you nothing. All you have to do is call them. All the information is at their website, markandjason.com.
After a week off, Missouri's football team travels to Big Ten country Saturday evening to take on the Indiana Hoosiers. I'm Mike Kelly, the voice of the Tigers. Join Howard Richards, Chris Gervino, and me right here.
Coverage begins at 6 p.m. Game time is at 7. Get every pass, every play right here Saturday on the Big 550 KTRS.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it's faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. is available to settle your debt, too. You may reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-944-3778. That's 1-800-944-3778. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-944-3778. 1-800-944-3778. 1-800-944-3778.
If you're thinking about it, we're talking about it. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it.
You gotta go to the bowl.
Go to the bowl.
Boatman Ford.
Get to know Bo during Truck Month with our Green Tag event. Receive a no-charge 5-year 100,000-mile powertrain warranty with purchase of a new Ford F-150 truck. It's Bo Boykman Quality Ford for Green Tag savings during Truck Month. All inventory marked down to our final selling price. Bo Boykman Quality Ford, Manchester Road west of 141 or online at gotobo.com. Get to know Bo.
Bo Boykman Ford.
Hi, I'm Jim McMillan from the Inside Out Show.
The Big 550 KTRS kicks off fall in St. Louis with an incredible day of live jazz and blues on two stages in historic Webster Groves this Saturday.
Really?
It's the old Webster Jazz and Blues Festival, and the Inside Out Show will be broadcasting live.
Who are you talking about? Oh, that's me.
This entire foot-stomping, booty-shaking, dancing-in-the-streets party is free.
Really?
For more information about the old Webster Jazz and Blues Fest, go to KTRS.com.
I couldn't be happier.
St. Louis Closet Company can organize your master closet, your kids' closet, your pantry, your home office, laundry room, entertainment center, even your Murphy bed. Call St. Louis Closet Company, 314-781-9000.
Hurry into Sears Auto Center for great deals on America's most trusted battery. Die hard. Plus, take advantage of a free battery check. Visit Sears Auto Center today.
You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past said. For you got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dear.
All right, dear.
All right, Dean.
KTRS St. Louis.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
From ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. So far, no known motive in the Washington Navy Yard massacre. Investigators say they have yet to find any writings by Aaron Alexis suggesting why.